back to the Curious Kid podcast. Sometimes inventions come around that change the world in a big way. We've discussed many of those inventions already, such as the internet, batteries, toilets, and light bulbs. This week, we get curious about another groundbreaking invention.
This week, we are getting curious about elevators!
That's right. If you didn't know what an elevator was and you heard the word, you might be able to make a good guess as to what an elevator would look like.
That's because the word elevate means to lift something up.
And that's exactly what elevators do. So elevator is a very fitting name. What's the question of the week?
If you took an elevator all the way to the moon, how long would it take to get there?
Okay. For this question, it's important to consider an elevator that travels at typical elevator speeds. There are some elevators out there that are super fast, but we are asking how long it would take an elevator traveling at regular speed to get to the moon.
Elevators have been around for a very long time.
Elevators date back to the 3rd century BC, but those elevators were obviously very different from the ones we use today. They were invented by the mathematician Archimedes.
Those elevators were used to carry things, not people.
And those elevators were usually powered by humans or by animals.
Modern elevators were created in the late 1800s.
In the year 1852, a man by the name of Elisha Graves Otis made elevators safer. Mr. Otis started a company for manufacturing elevators, and the Otis Elevator Factory is the world's largest manufacturer of elevators today. In the 1880s, there were two big improvements in elevators.
First, the elevators were run on electricity.
That's a big deal, because it allowed elevators to be faster and more efficient.
Also, elevator doors would close and open automatically.
As we know, elevator doors open when the elevator car is at that floor, but the elevator doors are closed on all of the other floors to block the elevator shaft. That wasn't always the case.
Automatic doors made elevators a lot safer.
They did. But despite these improvements, people did not want to use elevators because they thought elevators were dangerous. In fact, soothing elevator music was added to many elevators in the 1920s to soothe the fears of elevator passengers.
Are elevators really safe?
They are. Statistically, they are the safest way to travel. They are even much safer than escalators. For every injury sustained using an elevator, there are about 20 injuries sustained on escalators. Also, most of the elevator injuries come from elevator installers and mechanics working on an elevator, not from passengers. The chances are less than 1 in 12 million that something will go wrong on an elevator you are riding on.
Are people scared of elevators today?
There are probably a few people that don't like riding on elevators. But statistics show that almost everyone understands the value and safety of elevators. There are over 700,000 elevators in the United States alone. In just 3 days' time, elevators worldwide carry the equivalent of the Earth's population.
How have elevators changed the world?
Elevators have changed the world in an incredible way. Without elevators, we wouldn't have skyscrapers. There are 21 buildings in the world that have 100 or more floors. There are another 22 currently being built. None of these buildings would exist without elevators.
I know. Nobody would like to climb up all those stairs to get to home or work.
Because the world population is on the rise, we are building up. Buildings are getting taller and taller to accommodate all of the people. Without elevators, none of that would be possible. Before elevators, buildings taller than 5 floors tall were very rare.
Also, before elevators, penthouses didn't exist.
The word penthouse is used to describe the top floor in a building. Buying space on the top floor is usually more expensive because of the incredible views you can get from all the way up there. Well, guess what? Before elevators became common, the top floor of buildings was reserved for low-rent tenants because they needed to walk up and down the stairs all the time, which was seen as a big inconvenience.
Let's learn how elevators work.
Great idea. We are going to discuss the most popular elevator design, the roped elevator.
These elevators are raised and lowered by steel cables.
The motor is located at the top of the elevator shaft. The motor has a pulley with grooves to grip the steel cables. The elevator goes down when the motor turns one way and up when it turns the other. Let's help you understand what a pulley looks like. Are there any pulleys we commonly see in the house?
The window blinds use a pulley system.
That's right. When you pull the cord down, the window blinds go up. If you pull back down on the blinds, the cord will go up. That's definitely a pulley system. Elevators work in a similar way.
The elevator car is on one side and the counterweight is on the other.
You never see the counterweight, but it's there and it's heavy. It's about half the weight of a full elevator car. The motor at the top of the elevator shaft just has to direct the steel cables to either drop on the side of the elevator car and move the car down, or drop on the side of the counterweight and move the elevator car up.
All elevators have a few cables, but only one is necessary.
That's one of the reasons elevators are so safe. One of the steel cables is strong enough to support the weight in the elevator, but there are a few steel cables available just in case one snaps.
Even if all the cables snap, you are still safe.
Exactly. There is a part in the elevator motor called a governor. It is there to detect if the elevator car is in free fall. If all of the cables were to snap, the elevator car would fall down the elevator shaft. When the governor realizes that the elevator is traveling too quickly, it has a system for tugging on the elevator car to prevent it from falling anymore.
Elevators are really simple. One side goes up and the other side goes down.
That's it. When the elevator car goes up, the counterweight goes down. When the counterweight goes up, the elevator car goes down. And it's the motor on the top that tells the elevator car which way to go. Now get ready for the crazy fact of the episode. You're not going to believe this.
The button in the elevator that says door closed doesn't do anything.
I couldn't believe this. I feel duped. The door close button doesn't close the door any quicker. It's a placebo button. I never would have guessed this. I remember once thinking that those buttons you see at busy intersections that you press to cross the street were placebo buttons too. Like, who am I to control the traffic? Well, I researched it and it turns out that they usually work. Usually. I never even considered that the door close button in elevators was just a waste of time.
Let's talk about some cool elevators.
The coolest elevator I've ever seen is in the Luxor Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada. I didn't actually take a ride on that elevator because you have to be a guest at the hotel to use it, but it was really awesome. In fact, it's listed on many of the best of lists as one of the coolest elevators around.
It's really cool because it doesn't move vertically.
It doesn't go straight up and down like other elevators. It travels diagonally. The Luxor is shaped like a pyramid, and these awesome elevators climb up and down the walls of the pyramid. It's really cool.
There is also a cool elevator in New York City.
There is. We need to check it out one day. It's in Freedom Tower. The building has 104 floors, and as you ride up the elevator, the walls of the elevator come to life and show a video of Manhattan being built over the last 500 years. It looks amazing.
What is the fastest elevator in the world?
The fastest elevator is in Taipei, Taiwan, and travels at a speed of 37.7 miles per hour. It is able to climb up to the top of the 1,670-foot building in just 30 seconds. Do you want to take a guess how long it would take for a regular elevator to travel all the way to the moon?
I think it will take 100 million hours.
Wow, that's a long time. It wouldn't take quite that long. It would take 20 years. Way too long to be hanging out in an elevator. Well, that's a wrap for this week's episode.
Thank you for listening to this week's podcast number 43 on elevators.
Great job, Olivia. Do you love buttons? I love buttons. I know Olivia loves buttons. Elevators have lots of buttons. Guess what? You guys can help us out by pressing a button. It doesn't matter how you are listening to us, you should have this awesome button that says subscribe. It feels so amazing to touch the subscribe button. You should totally do it. Subscribing to our podcast would really help us, and it would also help you by making sure you know exactly when new episodes are available. Press the subscribe button, and when you are done, email us at curiouskidpodcast@gmail.com to let us know how awesome it felt to press the button. As always, thank you so much for listening and getting curious with us.